Anyway, let's start with some meditation. So if you'd like to please close your eyes, so we can that way just close our attention to the world outside, so we can instead just focus on the world inside. If we focus on the world inside, just bring our attention into this wonderful present moment. We do a lot of work, a lot of business, solving problems. But there always comes a time when we just come inside to relax. And find some peace. And just be. But in order to relax and rest, we have to make sure that our body is comfortable, first of all. It's the first thing in meditation, and you call it like body awareness. Getting to know your body, to be able to relax it, to get some peace in the body, and from there, some peace in the mind. So I'd like to start by asking everyone to place your attention on your legs, how are they folded if you're sitting on the floor, on a cushion? How are they leaning or dangling over the end of the chair? How do they feel? Can you make them more comfortable? Just developing mindfulness of your body, really getting to know it, and being kind as well, learning how to adjust and move the body so it is as comfortable as possible. And be very careful and caring about how you do something as simple as just relaxing your legs. Stay a little bit longer with your mindfulness until you can be really sure. Don't rush these things. We go far too fast in our life. See if we can slow down and just be with our body. Once the legs have been attended to and they feel comfortable so they don't really need to be moved in the next half an hour, then we go to our butt. Sitting here, making sure that your butt is well balanced on a cushion, on a chair. It's okay to fidget. Fidget now rather than later. Until you can find the best position. What you're practicing here is mindfulness and kindness. Mindfulness, which will always just like looking at the temperature, getting exactly the right temperatures just for you, gives you feedback. Mindfulness allows you to get feedback. From that you get some control, some ability to find the best position. It may not be the perfect, but it's the best. And then from the buttocks, you go up to your back. People do have injuries in the back. They have pain, stress, because they aren't mindful and they're not kind. They don't know how to relax. So how does your back feel now? Get this wonderful awareness, mindfulness, and next, see how you can move this, adjust that, to make the back even more relaxed and at ease and comfortable. There's no magic position. Sometimes that you do need to straighten up your back, sometimes to let it slump. Let your body tell you what it needs through awareness and kindness. Once the back has been relaxed, check the position of your hands to ensure that they are comfortable. Move out to the shoulders. One little method I use is to visualize them as two big bundles of strings on either side of the spine, pulled apart. It's called stress. Imagine just relaxing both ends, letting go. So the strings aren't tight anymore, there's nothing pulling them on either end. So it feels loose and free. Sometimes just paying attention relaxes things. And you can move up to your neck, your throat. Be able to be aware and relax things. The awareness shows you the state of affairs. And you can try this, try that, trial and error, until you find you can relax even irritations in your own throat. And up to your face, relaxing the muscles around the eyes and the mouth, loosening everything. Really feel those facial muscles, relaxing them, easing them. Until everything becomes so loose and peaceful. And having gone through the body part by part, now look at your whole body, just one unit sitting here, relaxed to the max. And I stay with my body, just aware of it. If it's relaxed and comfortable, It usually has a feeling of delight, a joyful feeling, pleasant feeling. I like to stay with that for a few moments, enjoying a body which has been relaxed all by itself. No need for massage or oils or baths. Just awareness and kindness relaxes everything. Then when it's time, just to turn away from the body and go deeper in into the mind. By asking yourself, how peaceful are you? Or how agitated? You know the difference between peace? Peace when everything is still and calm, and agitated just like the storms of life. And the trees blowing this way and that way. But this is a metaphor for your mind. How stormy is your mind, or how silent, peaceful, calm? You find the more calm it is, the less it is disturbed by sounds and other impingements of life. You learn how to relax the mind. See the peaceometer, how peaceful you are. See the needle of the peaceometer go down, down, down. Just like this simile of a string again, pulled on both ends, it's so tight. Loosen those strings until your mind becomes so loose, so peaceful. Nothing from the past is pulling it. Nothing from the future is pushing it. Relax at ease in this moment. after staying in a peaceful state for a while, then you may become aware of your breathing, just breathing in and breathing out, just naturally, not forced. If it helps as you breathe in peace, contentment, health, energy. Breathe out, let go. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. close to the end of the meditation. How do you feel? What's it like inside your body and your mind? How peaceful are you? How relaxed? Now I'm going to ring the gong 3 times to end the meditation. Please listen to the sound of the gong. At the end of the 3rd ringing, it's the time to open your eyes. Relax and get yourself comfortable, and in a few moments we'll start the meditation. Start the talk, sorry. Yeah.